Blog Talk Radio. evening, everybody. Good evening. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for calling in to the Smile 3E Iron Sharpening Iron Blog Talk Ministries. On tonight, I'm so excited for what God is doing with this ministry and in our lives. I'm so excited about every man and woman that is attached to this ministry through God. I'm excited for the loyalty to this ministry because what God has put together can't do nothing but accomplish that. Ain't you heard the word I said, can't. Can't do nothing but what God has appointed it to do. I thank God for his love and kindness. I just want to say I'm your host on tonight, Minister Sylvia Kaiser. We have the speaker for tonight, and I'm going to introduce to you all, and I'm going to reintroduce to others, and I'm going to tell you about this woman of God, that God has released her to do what he has called her to do. And her name is none other than Minister Margot McCord. She will be doing what God has appointed her to do for this season in her life. And I just want to say, Minister Margot, are you on the line?
Yes, I am. Good evening. Good evening, Minister Sylvia. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm just excited about the word. I'm just excited about what God is doing. So at this point in time, I am going to release the program over to you so that you can do what God has appointed you to do for today. It is now in your hands.
Hey, thank you. Thank you so much. I want to thank all of those who are listening in as we are going forward in this ministry to do what God has anointed and appointed us to do. And tonight, I'd like to begin prayer. I ask all of you who can pray along with me as I have the privilege of taking us all to the throne of God because we have the right because of the sacrifice that God made for us all. He cares about each, and we will go to him now if he would join me in prayer. Let's go to the throne. Father, in the name of we pray you and we give you thanks. You are almighty. You are all powerful. You are only beautiful. You are everything we need and more. God, thank you. Thank you for just loving us. Thank you for caring for us because you are more than words can say. We don't even have the words to shape or form to explain and proclaim how great, how marvelous you are, how wonderful you are, the magnificent, holy God. Hallelujah. Everything we see, everything we know, everything we touch and feel is because of your grace, your mercy, your blessing. Everything around us made for us. And you said it was good, and we will see what is good. Regardless of what the enemy has tried to do, we still see your goodness. We see your mercy. We see everything that's made for us, and we see it is good. And we thank you for it. We thank you for it, God. And I ask on my behalf and everyone that's listening to please, God, you're such a merciful God. Forgive us for anything we have done or said or thought or entertained in our hearts that is contrary to your word. Forgive us because we're your children and we truly desire to please you. We truly desire for you to look at us and know We are yours. And we're doing everything we can to magnify you, to worship you, to exemplify you in this world around us. Thank you, God, for letting us be your children, for letting us be your ambassadors, for shining your light and your love through us. Thank you, God, and thank you for forgiving any sin, any misstep, any mistake. Thank you for your forgiveness, for your mercy. Oh, God, which are new every day. We thank you for it. 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 We thank you for leading us and guiding us. We thank you for your word. We thank you for all of the blessings. We thank you for family, both natural and spiritual. We thank you for the connections that we have through friendship, through experience, through this life. God, you've held us together. You've given us family. You've given us love. You've shown us not just your love, but you've given us love on a human basis that we can thrive in, that we can grow in, that we can depend on. God, that's really something that we have people we can depend on because they depend on you. And you care about it. You want us. No, we're not alone. We're not alone. We are never alone because you're with us and you love us. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And thank you for leading us and guiding us and healing us and loving us and ruling over our lives, giving us clarity and strength and purpose and understanding of your word and your will for us. We ask that your will be done in our lives. In our lives. Thank you. Thank you. And I pray all these things and ask for your blessing in his name and for his sake. And I say, amen and amen. God has been so good to each of us, and he's shown me so much love in the last few days. It's just been remarkable how he sent earthbound angels to minister to me. And because of what I'm going through and what I'm feeling, I felt like I needed to be ministered to tonight. And God blessed me with so many strong, faithful soldiers and prayer warriors. And I have asked a special, loving sister of mine to bring the word on tonight. And so I asked you, along with me, that we lift up and pray for our sister in Christ, Carmita Seabury, as she goes before us in her debut message to bring the word and to tell us what God has put in her heart and released in her gift to us. As she ministers to us, hold her up in prayer. Let her feel your support through prayer. It's in your hands. Let God. Carmita, with us?
Okay. Oh, Margot. Thank you so much, Margot. You were going in and out, and I was trying to listen. Good evening, Minister Margot, Minister Sylvia Kaiser. And I would like to thank Minister Margot for inviting me to speak this evening, because this is a very excellent broadcast, and I enjoy this program and find it very uplifting and enlightening, as well as Mother Tony's broadcast. Good evening to all of you who are listening tonight, and welcome. I want to talk briefly tonight about the gift of peace, the nature of peace, the source of peace, and the giver of peace. We have gone through a very stressful time in the past 4 years, and for some of us, even longer. We are in the midst of a pandemic, civil unrest, riots, protests, vaccinations, and a democracy that is becoming even more fragile. Where can we find peace? Peace of body, mind, and soul. Most people in our world do not understand peace as a positive concept. They know it as the negative aspect of peace, which is merely the absence of trouble. There really has been no world peace, none that I can remember. The only peace this world can know is shallow and unfilling. Most people's pursuit of peace is only an attempt to get away from problems. That is why people seek peace through alcohol, drugs, or other forms of escapism. The fact is, apart from God, there is no real peace in this world. The biblical concept of peace does not focus on the absence of trouble. Biblical peace is unrelated to any circumstance. It is a goodness of life that is not touched by what happens on the outside. You may be enduring trials and still have biblical peace. Paul, Acts 16, said he could be content in any circumstance. He demonstrated that he had peace even in the jail at Philippi, where he and Silas sang and remained confident that God was being gracious to them. Then when the opportunity arose, he communicated God's goodness to the Philippian jailer and brought him and his family to salvation. Likewise, James wrote, "Consider it all joy, my brethren, when you encounter various trials." Where can we find the kind of peace that is not just the absence of trouble, the kind of peace that cannot be affected by trouble, danger, or sorrow? It is ironic that what is surely the most definitive discourse on peace in all of the scripture comes from the Lord Jesus on the night before he died in agony. He knew what he was facing, yet he still took the time to comfort his disciples with the message of peace. John 14:27 tells us, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, nor let it be fearful." The peace Jesus is talking about enables believers to remain calm in the most fearful circumstances. It enables them to hush a cry, to still a riot, to rejoice in pain and trial, and to sing in the middle of suffering. This peace affects and overrules any and all circumstances. What is the nature of peace? The New Testament speaks of two kinds of peace. One, the objective peace that has to do with our intimate relationship to God. God took the initiative in pursuing peace with us by sending his son to earth. The second kind of peace is the subjective peace that has to do with our experience in life. Now, the natural man, one who has not received Christ, lacks peace with God. We all come into this world fighting against God because we are part of a rebellion that started with Adam and Eve. Romans 5:10 tells us, "We were enemies of God. We fought against God, but he is not our enemy. We opposed him and his principles, but when we receive Jesus Christ, we cease being enemies of God. We make a truce with him. We come over to his side." Jesus Christ wrote the treaty with the blood of his cross. That treaty, that bond, that covenant of peace declares the objective fact that we now are at peace with him. That is what Paul means in Ephesians 6:15, when he calls the good news of salvation the preparation of the gospel of peace. The gospel is that which makes a man who was at war with God to be at peace with him, and likewise makes a believer ready for spiritual battle, because we now know who the enemy actually is. This peace is objective. It has nothing to do with how we feel or what we think. It is an accomplished fact, as documented all through the scriptures. The peace given through the gospel is the answer to most of our daily anxieties. We cast our cares on God because he cares for us. 1 Peter 5:7 tells us that. Romans 5:1 says, therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God. We who trust Christ are redeemed and declared righteous by faith. Our sins are forgiven, rebellion ceases, the war is over, and we have peace with God. That was God's wonderful purpose in salvation. Colossians 1:20 to 22 says that Christ made peace through the blood of his cross, and although we were formerly alienated and hostile in mind, engaged in evil deeds, yet he has now reconciled us in his fleshly body through death, in order to present us before him holy and blameless and beyond reproach. Because a sinful, vile, wicked person cannot come into the presence of a holy God. But Jesus, in 14, John 14:27, is talking about a subjective, experiential peace. It is a tranquility of the soul, a settled, positive peace that affects the circumstances of life. This is a peace that is aggressive rather than being victimized by events, a peace that attacks adverse events and just gobbles them up, a supernatural, permanent, positive, no side effects, divine tranquilizer. This peace is the heart's calm after Calvary's storm. The firm conviction that he who spared not his own son will also, along with him, freely give us all things. We read this in Romans 8:32. In order to pay the penalty for sins, God gave up his only righteous son, Jesus Christ. This is the God who is for us, loves us, and gives us his peace and all good things based on his goodness and not ours. This is the peace that Paul speaks about in Philippians 4:7. And the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, shall guard your hearts and minds in Christ. The peace of God is not based on circumstances like the world's peace, so it does not always make sense to the carnal mind. Paul says it is a peace that surpasses comprehension. It does not seem reasonable that such a peace could exist in the midst of problems and troubles. Christians go through, but this is, Christians go through trials and troubles. But this peace is divine and supernatural, and it cannot be figured out on a human level. The word guard in Philippians 4:7 is not the word that means to watch or to keep in prison. It is a word that is often used in a military sense, meaning to stand at a post or to guard against the aggression of the enemy. When peace is on guard, the Christian has entered an impregnable fortress from which nothing can dislodge him. The name of the fortress is Christ, and the guard is peace. The peace of God stands guard and keeps worry from corroding our hearts and unworthy thoughts from tearing up our minds. This is the kind of peace we want and need. We want a peace that deals with the past, one where no strings of conscience dipped in the poison of past sins tear us and torture us hour by hour. We want a peace that governs the present with no unsatisfied desires gnawing at our hearts. We want a peace that holds promise for the future where no foreboding fear of the unknown and dark tomorrow threatens us. This is the kind of peace we need. And that is exactly the peace through which the guilt of the past is forgiven, by which the trials of the present are overcome, and in which our destiny in the future is secured eternally. Now, the source of peace, this subjective experiential peace, the peace of God, has its foundation in the objective factual peace because they're interconnected. They're both peace with God, peace of God. They're connected. The peace of God is not obtainable by those who are not at peace with him. You cannot be, if you are not at peace with God, you cannot enjoy the peace of God. Now, Philippians 4:9 and 1 Thessalonians 5:23, and again in Hebrews 13:20, God, he is called the God of peace. Jesus Christ is also seen as the one who gives peace, the Prince of Peace, according to Isaiah 9:6. Jesus said, my peace I give you. And you notice he said my peace in John 14:27. Here is the key to the supernaturalness of this peace. It is his own personal peace. It is the same deep, rich peace that filled his heart in the midst of mockers, haters, murderers, traitors, and everything else he had to face. He had a calm about him that was unnatural and non-human. In the midst of incomprehensible resistance and persecution, Jesus was calm and unfaltering. He was a rock. When Jesus appeared before Pilate, he was so calm and so serene and so controlled and so at peace, he was fearless. Pilate became greatly disturbed and said to him, do you not know that I have authority to release you and I have authority to crucify you? In John 19:10, then in a perfect peace, Jesus replied, you would have no authority over me unless it had been given you from above, John 19:11. That's the kind of peace Jesus is talking about. That is the kind of peace he gives us. It is undistracted, fearlessness, and trust. So the source of peace is Christ, the Prince of Peace. The giver of peace is the Holy Spirit. And he dispenses it as a gift, according to Galatians 5:22. Peace is one aspect of the fruit of the Spirit. You might ask, if it was Christ's peace, why is the Holy Spirit giving it away? The answer is in John 16:14, which says, he will glorify me, for he will take of mine and will disclose it to you. The Holy Spirit's ministry is to take the things of Christ and give them to us. And if you notice that every promise Jesus made to his troubled disciples on the night before his death was rooted in the coming of the Holy Spirit. In verse 27, John 14, Jesus says, not as the world gives do I give to you. In other words, his peace is not like the peace of the world. Despite all of mankind's enlightenment and organized efforts for world peace, there has been no peace. No individual without Jesus Christ can ever have peace. And no world without God can ever know peace. Jesus shows us the proper response to his promise of peace. Do not let your heart be troubled, nor let it be fearful. John 14:27, we ought to be able to lay hold of this peace. It is there. It is ours. But we must take hold of it. It is interesting that he says, I give you peace. Then he says, do not let your heart be troubled. The peace he gives has to be received and applied in our lives. If we lay hold of the promise of the very peace of Christ, we will have calm, untroubled hearts, regardless of the external circumstances. We must wholeheartedly trust in God's promise of peace. Anxiety and turmoil seldom focus on present circumstances. Normally, anxiety is trouble borrowed from either the past or the future. Some people worry about things that might happen. Others' anxieties come out of the past. But both the future and the past are under the care of God. He promises to supply our future need, and he has forgiven the past. Matthew 6:34 says, don't worry about tomorrow or yesterday. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Concentrate on trusting God for today's needs. The peace of Christ is a great resource in helping us to know the will of God. How can you know the will of God if your mind is in chaos? Colossians 3:15 says, let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful. Paul in Colossians is urging the Colossians to depend on the peace of Christ. The peace of Christ is also an unending source of strength in the midst of difficulties. Learn. We all have to learn to apply the peace that is given. Don't focus on the problem, but on the promises of God to sustain and strengthen you. Let Christ's peace be the umpire that makes the call. That is how we are to govern our behavior. Pray on it, pray on it, pray on it. Again in Colossians 3:15, Paul says here that peace belongs to every Christian. He calls it the peace of Christ, to which indeed you were called in one body. Our peace with God and the peace of God that rules our hearts is a foundation of Christian unity. If we disregard that peace, if we refuse to let it be the umpire, we cannot have unity in the body of Christ, for everyone will be doing his own thing and the body will be divided. In other words, trouble comes and trouble goes, but glory is eternal. Paul understood that. And that's why in the midst of his trials, he could write to the Philippians, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say, rejoice. To have that supernatural peace available puts us under obligation to lean on it. Colossians 3:15 is not a command to seek peace, but rather a plea to let the Lord's peace work in us. Let the peace of Christ rule in your heart. You have this peace. Now let it rule. Perfect peace comes when our focus is off the problem, off the trouble, and constantly on Christ. Isaiah 26:3 says, you will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast because they trust in you. Keep that perfect peace by studying the Word of God and being taught by the Holy Spirit and permitting him to fix your heart on the person of Jesus Christ and prayer. Prayer, prayer, prayer. Most people who lack peace simply have not taken the time to pursue it. God's peace comes to those with the personal discipline to stop in the midst of the whirlpool of life and take time to seek him. It is a condition of peace that we cease from life's activity and know him. He commands, "Be still and know that I am God." Psalm 46:10. And to those whose minds are steadfastly fixed on him, he gives the gift of peace. Now, there are five formulas for the peace of God found in Philippians 4:6-9 and Romans 15:13. Number one, prayer plus gratitude equals the peace of God in every situation. Be grateful, because this contentment is the opposite of gratitude. Right thinking equals the peace of God in Philippians 4:8. Meditate on these things. Whatever things are true, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, meditate on these things. And if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. Number four, apply God's word to your life. Putting God's word into practice leads to the peace of God. John 13:17 tells us, knowing isn't enough. If you know these things, blessed are you if you do them. Number five, trust. Trust in God. The peace of God, Romans 15:13, don't lean on your own understanding. Keep the right perspective on who he is in relation to who we are. And finally, may the grace and the peace of the Lord Jesus Christ, peace that is both objective and subjective, and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all and remain with us always. And now I would like to turn the program back over to Minister Kaiser.
Amen, amen, amen. For us to sit here and learn about peace. I bet a lot of us hadn't even thought about it. You know, they look at the movie Madea and think about the peace she carries. That's the peace they really, I bet they concentrate on. But for us to know that there's two type of peace. Yes, yes, yes. I thank God for you on tonight. I thank God to just sit and just listen to you. I was telling Margo, I remember you when we were younger, and I said I never know nobody but her, as her and Ray. You know what I'm saying? Ain't going nowhere and ain't letting her go nowhere. I thank God for you. I said the tie, you know, just to know that you were just always there. You know, the kids just know that you was always there. Every time I saw you, you had a smile on your face. You was always pleasant. And I never knew you to be nothing but a peaceful person. You know, I'm just saying from what I saw, you know, kids see a lot. They just don't say nothing. But kids see a lot, and just to remember you as that, and then for to hear you on your debut speak about peace. I thank God for that. I thank you, God, for the many scriptures you were speaking. I couldn't write fast enough. But I thank you for the lesson on tonight, for to just hear you tell us about to look for the peace in the natural being, peace, the source of peace. Just the, no, peace is a gift. I don't think we really ever understood that peace is a gift. I think a lot of times we think of peace as, We're gonna get it one way or another. It's just a part of life, like combing your hair. Not knowing peace is a gift. I thank you. Oh, I thank you for tonight. I want to know if there's anybody else on the line that just want to speak into the woman of God's life, because I'm just excited about what I heard, and I'm finding it hard to express myself just to sit here and write down the scriptures and to just learn about peace. the gratitude of peace. The lines are open if you have anything you want to speak into. I'm sorry, I can't even say your name right.
Carmelita, and thank you so much, Minister.
Yes, I'm just excited about what I heard on tonight because it put a lot on my mind and my heart about the gift of peace that we take for granted, just peace. Peace. The lines are open for anybody that want to speak on tonight.
Hello, this is Mother Tony, and I want to thank Carmelita for such a rich and full word about peace, and a timely word when we're living in such chaos. I just love how you just broke it down and just helped us see that God has given us objective peace, that it's an accomplished fact, that it's a tranquilizer. It's not affected by all the stuff that seemingly is around us because it is God's gift, as Minister Kaiser was saying. It's God's gift. There was so much. I'm like her. I couldn't write it all down, but it is. But it's concrete. It's real. It's something that we can actually take hold to. We can hold on to it. It surpasses man's understanding. So it gives us the ability to focus on Christ. And so I just thank you for just breaking it down and giving it to us so we can walk away just better, and that we can be at peace. We can it's something that we can actually receive and apply. And thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Mother Tony. Welcome, Mother Tony.
Beautiful. Is there anyone else who would like to speak into Carmelita's life on tonight?
Well, this is Minister Margot. Thanks going forward. All of the points that she made about peace, and it was just amazing. Common and the information just unfolded. It was so beautiful, the whole concept of the fact that the peace is there. It is there for us. It's concrete. It's settled. But we must apply it. We must apply it to our lives. And the Holy Ghost, he's just like the Holy Spirit is here. And how, he wanted and all of those who are that's the part that really stuck with me. He said he would give us his peace. Part of him. Think about it. It's been around since before eternity. That peace never ending.
Yes.
It just makes you realize we have to look closer at the word and realize there's so much there for us. But we have to seek for it.
Yes.
Is there anyone else who would like to speak into the woman of God's life on tonight?
Good evening.
Good evening.
This is Ron Montgomery.
I just wanted to
thank you. I wanted to thank Carmelita for the message that she brought tonight about peace. And I like the observation that peace is a gift. And the thing I like about that is because none of us really have any problems with accepting a gift. And we demonstrate our acceptance of a gift by opening of it, being particularly astonished, amazed, and appreciative of it, and then by using it. So if that's what we need to do with this gift of peace. And that's a great message. So let us just recognize peace as a gift from Christ and to use this gift as he has given it to us. Thank you, Carmita.
You're welcome, Ron. Thank you, Ron.
Is there anyone else who would like to speak to the Woman of God Life on tonight?
Hi, this is Cecilia. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, thank you, thank you. As everyone else has said, there has been so many things in life that I was given. I was given salvation when I accepted Jesus Christ, and to be just reminded that when I was given salvation, I was given peace as well, and that it's a gift from God. I've been given cards, I've been given, you know, this or that, things that fade away, but Jesus isn't going anywhere, and neither is his peace if I accept it, if I grab it, if I grab hold of it and know that it's there. It doesn't matter what's going on all around me. I have the peace of God, and like you said, it surpasses all understanding.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you so much for reminding me that I have the peace of God.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, Apostle Elect. Cecilia, is there anyone else that would like to speak into the Woman of God's Life? I'm going to say this. This is Minister Sylvia again. I'm going to say this. I am just so full and just so grateful for the service on tonight and the word, because if we look at the news with everything that's going on, like it was said earlier, if you listen to what the world talks about peace, people could take it as just something like you go to McDonald's and sit out, take a number one. But to just know that is a gift. It's not something you just order, but peace is a gift. You know, we pray for people to have a peace of mind. We pray for people to have a piece of this, a piece. But just to know that peace is a gift. When you grab a hold to the ministry that was ministered on tonight, to just know about peace. You know we get restful nights. We get nights we go to sleep. We don't have no peace in our rest. We toss and we turn and we moan and we groan. And we wake up just as tired as when we went to sleep because we don't have peace. I thank God for the gift of peace. I thank God for the word on tonight to just be able to meditate on God giving us the peace which comes from the Holy Spirit. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Oh, my
God. Amen.
I wrote down 20 scriptures, but I was getting caught up. I think I missed about 5 or 6. I thank God.
I'm sorry, Minister. You know, when I was, I thought on this, when the Minister Margot first asked me to speak, the first thing that came to my mind was peace, because when you look around, there is none. You have people without jobs, people living in the street, people who don't know how they're going to pay next month's rent. There is no peace. But in the midst of all of that, you have to stop, because in order for you to know the will of God, you have to have God's peace. They kind of go hand in hand. So you have to stop living and start loving and start learning and start praying, you know, building that intimate relationship. So this was the first thing that came to my mind, because I see it every day. I see it every day. And it's like, is there any peace anywhere, and then yes, in Christ.
Everywhere.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, because when you listen to people talk, they like, we need peace in these streets. We need peace in this world. People are calling out and begging on peace, and tonight's lesson was teaching us we're not, when we're praying, we got to pray and ask God to give us back his gift.
Mm-hmm.
His gift of peace in this land,
yeah,
is a part of the land. We got to pray for God's peace.
Mm-hmm.
God, thank God for that. I thank you for the word of peace, peace, peace.
Mm-hmm.
I thank God for that.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.
I'm going to ask again, do we have anybody else that would like to speak into the woman of God's life to give her, you know, your thanks for the word on tonight or whatever you need us and want to say before we give the closing remarks and we have the service prayed out before we end it, because on tonight we can rest assured we have been introduced to knowing that peace is a gift.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, this is Felicia. And I wanted to say something because this was truly a blessing. I'm in a Bible class and I'm listening and trying to work on my paper, but I just had to say something. It was such a blessing, and I felt like it was a message such for a time as now. You know, just so much is going on. And, you know, the peace that God has given us, it's a peace that surpasses all understanding. And, you know, during this time, you know, the pandemic and all, you know, I have truly experienced, you know, that peace, because I don't even know why I have it, except I know that it came from God. No one else could have given me that. Nothing. There's nothing on earth that could have made me have that peace, you know, because I had money or no, only God.
Mm-hmm.
And I needed it.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't even, you know, why am I so peaceful? Why am I not, you know, going crazy, pulling my hair out, losing my mind? It was only because of God.
Yes.
Wonderful. That was a wonderful, blessed, anointed message, and I received it. Amen.
Thank you. Amen.
Thank you
so much. Thank you so much for your words of encouragement to the woman of God. I just want to say I thank everybody for tuning in. I thank everybody for listening. I mean, you know, sometimes you could say you heard somebody say something, but we were listening on tonight. Some of us realize we have peace. Some of us realize that we need to keep praying for more peace. We need to pray for peace in the land. We need to pray for peace.
Yeah.
I thank God for that. Margo, I thank you for asking Carmella to sleep. I mean, to speak. I'm just so full for tonight. My words are getting tangled up because I really just want to shout.
Go ahead.
I just want to shout.
Go ahead. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
God, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I thank you, Lord. I thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah.
I pray peace over my family. I thank you, Lord. I thank you.
Amen. Yep.
Let your peace rush in like a wind. I thank you. God, I thank you. Let your peace overtake my house. I thank you.
Thank you.
God, I thank you. Lord, I thank you for your peace.
Mm-hmm.
Your God, thank you.
Thank you.
I thank you, Lord. I thank you. I thank you. Mm-hmm. Ah, thank you for tonight. Thank you for tonight. Thank you for not being scared. Thank you for being, girl had to bring forth the word. Thank you for speaking with authority. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
For letting God use you on tonight, I thank you.
Yes.
Hallelujah, I thank you, Jesus.
Thank
oh,
you.
My God.
Yes,
yes.
Yes,
I thank God for this ministry. I thank God for everyone that's appointed and anointed. I thank God for everybody that's coming aboard, that's sharing in the ministry, that's wanting to, glad to, happy to, and free to speak at Smile 3E Ministries. I thank God. It is called Iron Sharpening Iron. I thank you. I thank God for the open door of this ministry. I want you all to know that we're here every Monday night of the month at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This was the third Monday, and I thank God for Minister Margot and her guest speaker.
Amen.
I thank God for this Friday coming up will be the fourth Friday on this ministry. It is on Blog Talk as well as Facebook Live. Prophet Antoine Thomas will be our speaker. And on Sunday mornings, let me go back. Prophet Antoine Thomas is at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, for those that can stay up a little later on Friday nights, because we know that the enemy gets busy at night, and a lot of times we need to go to bed with the word and with knowing the message on tonight. That's going to bed with a little peace in you. on Sunday morning, we will have Apostle-elect, yes, Lord, Cecilia Kaiser, Minister Sheila Kaiser at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And on Monday night, this Monday coming up, I'm thanking God for that. That's my Monday night service, Minister Sylvia Kaiser. But it's God has asked me to have Mother Toni Montgomery and her husband, Minister Ron Montgomery, minister to us on family and marriage. I thank God for that. I just want you all to know we love you all with the love of the Lord. We thank you for your support. We ask you to continue to support us, continue to just fall in love with Jesus. It will be something you will know is the best thing you've ever done. I'm going to turn it back over to Minister Margot so she can close us out with whatever God has her to close us out with, prayer, song, or whatever it is. Margot, let God use you, because after that, it's over. The service is over until Sunday. Well, Friday if you come back, which I hope you do. It's in your hands, Minister Margot.
Okay, thank you so much. I just wanted to thank everyone for taking part in listening, and want to special thanks to Carmita Seabury for coming in at the last minute and stepping in. And Minister Sylvia said, with such authority and such power, and thank you. And the only thing that is in my heart that I simply like a scripture, one that comes to mind that I think we can go with and stick with, is when Jesus told his disciples in the middle of the storm, when he was asleep, and they woke him up because they were afraid of everything that was going on around them. And he simply said to the storm, peace, be still. Take that with you. God is saying, God is saying, peace.
Yes, you. Amen.
His gift to us.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night, everyone. Good night, everyone.
Good night, everyone. Good night, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.